Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
I want to welcome into studio Greta Shaw from Citizens Information. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Greta.
Good morning, John. It's lovely to be here with you.
Okay, we're going to talk about Budget 16.
Our budget coming in to be implemented in 2017. Coming into it. So I'll talk just a little bit about everything, John, because I feel when you give out too much figures and you know, it's hard to grasp on everything. So I'll give out a few bits of information here, and if need be, John, we'd love to see anyone that needs to know anything further or elaborate on what I've been saying to come in and see us. We're only too happy to see you coming. So
yeah, and you're just upstairs here.
Yeah, just upstairs in the Civic Building in Bunratty. Okay, I'll just start a little bit on housing, what happened in the budget. A total of 1.2 billion is allocated to the Department of Housing, Planning, Community and Local Government for housing in 2017. This will allow for continued implementation of the Housing Action Plan. And under the plan, it is intended that 47,000 new social housing units will be delivered by 2021. The total includes, now, you know, in given that the total amount there, and the total includes an exchequer allocation of 50 million for 200 million local infrastructure housing activation funds to accelerate the provision of public infrastructure to support the development for sites for private housing in urban areas. The social housing support, a total capital provision of 730 million has been allocated in 2017 to support the delivery of 4,450 social housing units. These will be provided through construction and acquisition by local authorities and approved housing bodies. Rapid builds mechanisms, bringing an expected 800 vacant units back into use and delivering new units under the National Regeneration Programme. Okay, under the Social Housing Current Expenditure Programme, a provision of 84 million is to support the delivery of 600 direct leased units in 2017. An addition of 105 million is allocated for the new HAP housing assistance payment, and it's called HAP, in 2017, with a target of 15,000 households for this HAP scheme. The HAP scheme is different than the rental accommodation scheme, whereas in the HAP scheme you can be working over the 30 hours. And still apply for HAP. It depends on what you're earning. But 134 million is allocated for rental accommodation scheme. That's called the RAS. Now, what they intend to do, you know, eventually is move everybody from the rental accommodation scheme, which is the RAS, over to the HAP. But unfortunately, at the HAP, they're still waiting to roll it out in the Dublin area. They're only using the HAP scheme at the moment for homelessness in the Dublin area. But it will allow more people to access.
Has it been used in rural areas?
It is indeed.
It is, yeah.
It's rolled in there at the moment. Okay, capital of 9 million is to be provided in 2017 for traveller specific accommodation. This will support the carrying out of fire safety works in traveller accommodation. It is expected that over 21,000 applicants for social housing will have their housing needs met in 2017. So hopefully this will happen, John.
That would be great news. Absolutely. If it happens.
And then this is another grant that is taken up of, a lot of people will go for it. Increased funding is provided for approximately 9,000 housing adaption grants for older people and people with a disability. I mean, that helps people to stay at home, John, you know, getting the facilities, like whether it be walk-in showers or anything. So that housing adaption grants is a huge help to people.
So it's for older people or people with a disability.
The people with disabilities,
do they have to be the owner of the house? I think they do, don't they?
No, they don't. If the person with the disability is in living with another person, you know,
yeah,
it can be done. 22 million is provided for re-remediation of an additional 400 dwellings under the pirate scheme. You know, yeah, we all know about what happened with that scheme, but they're after giving another 22 million, you know, towards that scheme, because obviously all that pirate scheme, you know,
it's widespread now, isn't it?
Exactly, yeah. And people are still needing it. The current allocation for homelessness services, which is a fantastic thing, John, is increased by approximately 28 million. Now, so now it's almost 100 million that's there for homelessness service that's needed, you know. It is intended that there will be 3,000 exits from emergency accommodation in 2017, and the hotels will only be used in limited circumstances by mid-2017. That's what they're hoping for.
Well, I hope that comes through, because I interview a lot of people concerned about homelessness, and that hotel scheme is
dreadful.
It is. It's disgraceful.
It's dreadful. It's dreadful, you know. And I mean, it got to a situation that so many people,
yeah,
that's where they were going, you know. So they do hope to, I won't say eliminate, but alleviate, you know, the amount of people that have to go in, you know. So, support for home buyers. I mean, this is an ongoing thing. You know, it seems to be in the news a lot at the moment. An income tax rebate, the Help to Buy incentive, is being introduced to help first-time buyers of newly built homes to fund the deposit required under the central bank's rules. You know, the deposit they need. It also applies to once-off self-built homes. It will consist of a rebate of income tax paid over the previous 4 years. So if you are going to build your new home or to buy a new home, they're now given an income tax rebate.
Yeah, and that's only for new builds, isn't it? And first-time buyers, is it?
First-time, exactly. Yeah. Exactly, John, yeah. To qualify for the scheme, applicants must take out a mortgage for at least 80% of the purchase price, or for a self-build, 80% of the valuation approved by the mortgage provider, you know. So hopefully all these things will be availed of, John. So I'll go on then to student accommodation. There will be a new support from the Ireland Strategic Investment Fund for investment in student accommodation. Higher education institutes will also be able to access low-cost loan finance from the housing finance agencies. It is intended that the increase of 2,000 in the ceiling for a rent-a-room relief will help to increase the supply of accommodation. So, I mean, as you know, John, at the moment, if you rent your room, you can apply for, you know, you can rent the room up and have 12,000. You can rent it for 12,000 without having to pay anything on it. So it has been now increased to 14,000. You know, so that if it's taken up on, of course, will you know, student accommodation, which is very, very difficult to come by, will be there for students to use, and maybe people, because of the 14,000, another 2,000 will be able to go for it. You know, that way. I'll move on then from accommodation, John, to just in the budget there was an increase in the minimum wage, and they're saying from the 1st of January 2017 the minimum rate for an experienced adult who has been in employment for the last 2 years will be 9.25 now, and that's coming from 9.15. Now that won't apply to everybody, and people under 18, you know, will still be on like a smaller they won't get the full minimum.
Sorry, Greta, did you say from 9.15 to 9.25?
No, 9.25. Wages will increase. It'll increase from 9.25. It'll come from 9.15 to 9.25.
So it's 10 cent.
Okay. That's the statutory minimum wage, and you know, and as I say, everybody won't get it. You know, it, that's only for adult, experienced adults in the job. You know. You know, not everybody is on 9.25 an hour.
So nobody, not everybody's entitled to that.
No, exactly. You know, it'll be kind of on whatever you're on. You know, whatever you're on, like, will I just say, I had a list of it here. You know, it'll be, if you were on the full 9.15, yes, you will get the 9.25. If you were under 18 and you weren't on the statutory minimum, which was, you know, was 9.15, you'll get it like on a pro rata. You'll get a smaller percentage of what they've increased. You know, if they're not on 9.25, we'd say they were on 8 euros, they will get a percentage of that 10 cents. So, and anyhow, then that's the thing. And then there's a start your own business relief. The start your own business tax relief has been extended for 2 years until the end of 2018. You know, so that's another help in starting your own business. As I say, the minimum rates. I was looking for here where I had got it. I had a little. Yes, if you were on an experienced adult worker, if he was on 9.15, he'd get 100% of the new rate. Okay, if an aged under 18, they could be on maybe John only 6.41 an hour, and they just get 70% of the new rate.
70% of the 10 cent.
And so on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the
social welfare increase, I don't want to be confusing, you go back. But didn't the social welfare increase, there was something about younger people as well, weren't going to get the full increase. Am I right?
It'd be only a percentage of the increase. You know, if a younger person was only getting 100 euros on job seekers allowance, we'll say, and we'll say everybody was given a 5 euro increase.
Yeah.
They wouldn't get the 5 euro. They'd only get a percentage of that 5 euro. You know?
Yeah.
But that's, you know.
Well, there are positive things there in the budget anyway.
That's it. That's it. Exactly. Yeah. With the start your own business relief, if you have been unemployed for at least 12 months and set up a qualifying business, the start your own business scheme provides an exemption from income tax up to a maximum of 40,000 per annum for a period of 2 years. You know, so that is a good.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you may qualify for this relief if you have been unemployed and getting any or a combination of the following for 12 months. You know, if you've been on Job Seekers Allowance, Job Seekers Benefit, One Parent Family Payment, Partial Capacity Payment, which follows on from Job Seekers, or Credited Contributions for at least 12 months, you can, if you feel that that's what you want to do, you know, you can avail of this relief, which is a good one, John.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm sure there's people out there that might take up on this, you know. So they come into social welfare and they speak to one of the officers, and if they have a qualifying period, they can do this.
Or they can drop up to citizens' information.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yes. Yeah. So there's a few bits and pieces there. But as I say, John, there's no point in me keep giving out figures.
Yeah.
You know, if it's a thing that, you know, you need to know something about housing, maybe if you that's what you need to go more in depth with at the moment, or maybe the employment and you know, business, you know come into us.
Yeah, people will have their own specific questions they want to ask.
And you know, usually when you want them questions, you are better off you maybe coming in and having a word with us, or even if you can't get in, ringing us, because you know your specific needs we can deal with, you know. So as always, I say we're there from 9:30 in the morning to 4:30 in the evening, 5 days a week, and we just stop for 30 minutes for lunch, John. Or will I give the telephone number?
Yeah.
0761 078190. And whatever your and also I should add, I sit in the Omni on a Tuesday morning, from 9:30 to 12:30. It's a very, very busy little centre there. And maybe if you're over shopping and, you know, you needed to know something, I'm sitting there at the fountain. I'd love to see you coming too.
Yeah, and if you haven't got the answer, you will contact them later.
Absolutely, John. I come back in the afternoon, and if I haven't got the forms they need or if I haven't got the answer there and then, I will follow up and I'll always get back in touch with you.
That's great, Greta. As yet again, very, very interesting. And thank you for dropping in.
Yeah, nice to be here with you, John.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.